Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Sam.
It was good to come back to Victoria with the cooler weather, and we've been up there before the conference, and the humidity killed us up there. But I think it turned out okay for the conference. It wasn't too bad then. So it was a privilege to attend the recent conference. Jan and I attended only the two Friday and Saturday, but it was enjoyable to be part of that for just for those 2 days. There was an atmosphere of joy and celebration, and I was sorry to have missed Saturday night and Sunday because I was sort of getting into the spirit of it, and then we had to go. But never mind. Next time I'll plan it better. One of the more enjoyable parts here was catching up with people you've sort of known most of your life, and during the feasts and other states that I've lived in, and I often saw faces that you know them, but you've forgotten their names. Every now and then, though, my memory surprised me. Oh yes, I remember the name. So it was great. I was just thinking that when we're in the place that Christ is preparing for us, we will remember the names and the faces when we're up there, because as we get older, we'll probably forget a lot of the names. I had one lady that I know from Perth. She was walking past on a path, and she was sort of looked that way and caught sight of me, and she tripped and fell. And poor Linda, and I went and helped her up. She didn't hurt herself, luckily, so it was good to see her. And it's also good to see people that you've known, since I was a young man, a lot older now, like me, and a few more wrinkles. But there's still, the spirit is still strong, the body's weak, but it's the opposite of the other way. But they're still keeping on and enthusiastic, involved in the church, and being a part of the conference also shows they're, they want to be part of it as well. So there was a spirit of expectation as well. We got new leadership in Mr. Williams, and so we were eating every word that he was saying. So one of the things that was encouraging for me was Mr. Williams talked a lot about himself, about his past and what he had been doing before he became the president, and was reassuring to see his humility in everything. Then the fact that he was not looking for the job, it was always a good sign that people that don't look to be promoted are the ones that you sort of you can trust a bit more. They're not there for their own glory, but you could see his desire to contribute to the church and add his experience and what Christ can do through him. You can plainly see that he has a desire for the church to become a healthy body and fulfill the calling that Christ gave, given to the church. I also sense a sensitivity there that sometimes a leader can come in and throw everything out, the baby with the bathwater, so to speak. But I think he showed a sensitivity that, yes, change is necessary, but also he's got the sensitivity to know that it must be done gently and take people with him. So that was a good thing to take from that. A couple of things that in the messages that I've heard now, I can't say in what occasion, but how we sort of, just to give you the background to my thinking, we're sort of concerned about our numbers, concerning about our finances, concerning about evangelism, and we're looking at how we're going to do all these things and get people into church or whatever. And one of the things that sort of struck with me was when he quoted 2 Corinthians 5:14. Got a couple of translations and my own here. The contemporary English version says that we are ruled by Christ's love for us. We are certain that if one person died for everyone else, then all of us have died. It's just the first part of the verse. We are ruled by Christ's love for us. Another version says, for the love of Christ compels us. And my version is, the love of Christ has taken hold of us. It possesses us. The Greek word can be understood in very different context. And I was thinking that sometimes if that love is not behind what we do, it's sort of, we have this approach that, yeah, when I want to tell you something, but I want something from you. I want you to come to church. I want you to contribute or whatever. And I think the message that I got from that was that it's the love of Christ that compels us, not any other motivation. And God will do the rest of it, because if people sense that you're after them for any other reason than to love them and to serve them and to extend Christ's love for them, because God wants everyone to come to Him, they will run away, because the world is turned against God and they're very suspicious. But true love, to know God, you can't resist that. And another thing that that was said, I think it was Mr. Williams, he says the expression that when we come to church, fellowship, have a coffee, say g'day to each other, and then say, see you next week. And I think he was referring was that church life should not finish with services. We should still be the church outside the walls of this hall. And caring for one another is sort of not something that we do by saying g'day to each other just once and then forget about them for the whole week and come back. And I think fellowship with the church is sort of something that should be an ongoing thing, and there should be a community where the life in the church is something that happens all the time. Loneliness is one of the most prevalent afflictions of this modern world. You know, we have modern communications, but do we use them to get in touch with each other? Do we use them to inquire, how are you this week? How are you doing? Sometimes, I'm on Facebook, and quite often, that's not what Facebook does. Anything but that. There's debates and so that's I think these are the two things I feel that should be at the root, at the basis of all that we do, is that the love for the world and the love for each other, because you can't have one without the other. If we love one another but neglect love for the world, then we're just going to be an inward-looking group that's all we do is look after each other. But if we don't look after each other, how can we bring people into this group where there's neglect and there is... I'm talking here, aiming at anyone in particular. I'm just saying that that struck me, because I know that quite often I do the same thing. I go home and forget about everything else. I get involved with my own problems, and yet I know that other people might be lonely or they might need something, but I'm not reaching out. So this is for all of us. There is a scripture in Malachi, I think it's chapter 3:16, where it says, "And those who feared the Lord talked with each other. The Lord listened and took note, and a scroll of remembrance was written in His presence about those who fear the Lord and honor His name. They'll be mine, says the Lord of the heavenly armies, in the day when I prepare my treasured possession. I'll spare them, just as a man spares his own son who serves him." So those two points are gleaned from the conference. If nothing else, I think that'll be enough to preoccupy me the rest of the year. And I wanted to share with you. And Christ calls us to be the light of the world, and we represent him to each other, represent him to the world. So something that should be part of our prayers, and I'm aiming to make it part of my prayers too. So that's some of the things I got from the conference.